Save thy people, O Lord, and bless thy inheritance. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us stay with blessings today. For right at the beginning of the Mass, in the introit, the sixth Sunday after Pentecost, we pray, Save thy people, O Lord, and bless thy inheritance. The Church prays these words most mornings at the end of the office of Matins or the night watch. They're also part of the official hymn of thanksgiving called the Te Deum. But here we are, off in the wilderness somewhere, and some of you have come from afar. How will we not, sooner or later, with all this traveling, faint in the way? Well, there's a blessing for that. This blessing is the part of a group of blessings called little sacraments, literally, or sacramentals, that are given to us for everyday use and not just for Sundays, instituted not by Christ to give grace directly, but by the Church to give grace indirectly by inspiring devout sentiments. But these are blessings that give us protection and lead eventually to salvation. They're not seven like the sacraments. You might say there are 7 times 70 blessings, wonderful rites and ceremonies, everything from the sign of the cross to the stations of the cross, the rosary, blessed candles, holy water, incense, scapulars, medals, the blessing of expectant and the blessing of new mothers, benediction of the Blessed Sacrament. They're all of them blessings, a kind of a spiritual food that is meant to strengthen and nourish us when we use them devoutly along the way, to get rid of sin. Sacramentals remove sin by moving us to contrition, to help us to resist temptation. Sacramentals make some things holy, so you'd bring a new rosary or a medal to the priest to be blessed. Sacramentals, did you know, make other things helpful by removing the curse which God put on the lower creation as a result of original sin. And that's why we say our grace before meals. That's a sacramental. And that's why we bless salt and food and lights and even animals and our pets. I'm thinking of sacramentals today because Wednesday was Our Lady of Mount Carmel, especially how each of the sacramentals seem to have originated with different religious orders. There are so many in this category. They may be gone today, these orders. I mean, nobody left in them who's really a Catholic anymore. They're all gone over to the new order. But their riches are ours for the asking, for the taking. We are like the children of the Hebrews, remember. We've left pagan Egypt to serve God without compromise in the wilderness. But as God told his people in Exodus 12, he tells us today, go to the Egyptians and ask them for a loan. This was a loan in quotation marks. Tell them to give you all of their vessels of gold and of silver and very much raiment. And they had to give them. They had no choice. So too, we are enriched this way. So even though we've got a long way to go, our pockets are full of treasure. They are if you carry a rosary with you, if you're wearing your scapular or a scapular medal today, if you ladies have a rosary and a scapular in your purse. They procure for us that daily bread of ours, the blessings that are so necessary just to make it through and make it home. Wednesday, then, was the great feast of Mount Carmel. We're all sort of honorary Carmelites, you know, since our probably our first communion, when we were enrolled in this scapular with the privilege of Mary's protection over us. We asked for and we got a little piece of the robe they wear, the scapular, or the part that hangs down in the front. It's a protection all life long. It's a protection at death. Remember the promise Our Lady says, that if you die clothed in the scapular, devoutly, you will not suffer eternal fire. And even after death, the first Saturday, the Sabbatine privilege. So we Catholics we're Carmelites, but it doesn't end there. We're consecrated to Mary's Immaculate Heart by wearing the scapular, but then we turn to the Dominicans, and we thank them for loaning us their rosary of all the different beads in the church. But that's not enough just to say the Dominican rosary. We need lots of graces. We need the indulgences for ourselves, for the poor souls. So we go to Sweden and we borrow from the Brigittines, and then in Belgium, the Crozier Fathers, so that when a rosary is blessed by a bishop, you can actually gain 700 days indulgence for each bead that you pray an Our Father or a Hail Mary. Nor does it end there. From the Franciscans, we borrow the way of the cross, because it would be a little dangerous today to make a pilgrimage to the Holy Land. And then from the ancient monks of the West, we ask for and receive their Saint Benedict medal, which is a very powerful blessing and an exorcism. The miraculous medal and the green scapular, they're given to us charitably by the Sisters of Charity, founded by Charity's great saint, Vincent de Paul. The Redemptorist Fathers, they promote the devotion to the icon of miracles, Our Lady of Perpetual Help. It comes from the East, where the light of the faith is almost extinguished today, from Eastern Ukraine to Iraq, and then down to Israel, what with the battles of the empires, Russia versus America, and the warring religions, the Jews and the Mohammedans, who will not cease until one of them are wiped out. The Christians, caught in the middle, are gone, and their treasures have gone with them, or left behind, are destroyed. Like the cross over the cathedral and the statue of the Virgin Mary, they were left behind last week in ancient Nineveh, which is in northern Iraq, the city of Mosul. How many Americans died to take that city just a few years ago? And now our half-allies from Syria, who were referred to as moderate terrorists, and we are using them for regime change in Syria, only it hasn't worked. Well, they went over to Iraq, and they've taken over this ancient Christian city, and they've cleansed it as of Friday of the last Christian who was left there. They had to get a ride to the city limits. They had to get out of the city. And there they thought they could maybe catch a taxi to the next Christian town farther away, but instead they were robbed and despoiled of everything they had except for the clothing on their backs. And then the Mohammedans went around the city of Mosul, and do any of you remember from Tenebrae the Hebrew letters that are sung out so mournfully? Same as Hebrew is for the Arabic alphabet, the letter N is Nun, the first letter of the Mohammedans' insulting name for a Christian, which is Nazarene or Nazarethite. And they painted it, Nun, letter N, on all of the houses of the Christians, meaning they could be plundered and the Christians would not be coming back. And so now, for the first time, they say in 1,500 years, there is no Mass today in Mosul. And that's ironic, as well as tragic, because so many blessings have their source, don't they? There, in the Middle East. I'm thinking especially today of the last blessing I want to tell you about, which is older than all of our Catholic religious orders, and which goes back to an order which is from the beginning and beyond. The privilege of the oldest order in Christendom. What is that? Do you know? It's the Catholic family, which is, Father Mateo says, remember, older than the church, because Nazareth, the Holy Family, came before the birthday of the church at Pentecost in Jerusalem. It starts in the Middle East, in Mesopotamia. We read of it in the Old Testament with the patriarchs, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Remember the story during Lent of how Jacob supplants his older twin brother Esau and gets the blessing instead, which is a symbol of how the church will get the blessings instead of the synagogue. Today, though, we call the same blessing parental blessing. And I'm wondering if any of you have ever heard of it. It was practiced even in the last century in the United States, but as with many good customs from the old country, it may have died out in our midst. You know about a priest giving you his blessing, and he can do that in virtue of his ordination. Bishops are urged to bless all the time because of their consecration. They can give special blessings, but you should bless your children in virtue of your vocation, which is sealed in a sacrament too, matrimony. This ancient sacramental shows the dignity of parenthood, and it makes clear the respect that children ought to have for their parents, and it underlines the truth, especially in this our day when everything is so secularized and religion is just to stay inside the four walls of a church, that the Christian home is sacred. It is, Father Mateo again, a domestic church. The great French cardinal of the 19th century sadly predicted that one day the dimensions of the Catholic Church would be reduced to the family. How important it is then that our fathers of families lead the family in offering that spiritual sacrifice, the sacrifice of praise and of prayer and of blessing each day. The saints, you know, they grew up this way. Thomas More, we had his feast just the other day. Even when he became the most powerful man in England after the king, chancellor, he would kneel down before his father and ask his blessing. St. Basil, St. Gregory of Nyssa, they were blessed by their grandmother, St. Macrina. St. Gregory Nazianzen was blessed by his mother, St. Nona. And St. Francis de Sales, he knelt for his father's blessing, without which he could not follow his vocation to the priesthood. Whoever is blessed by his parents is blessed by God, St. Ambrose says. Well, how would you go about giving the parental blessing? I saw it done once in Germany, and it can be done just very nicely and very simply. When you're saying good night, then the children kneel down in front of the father. The father just with his thumb says, makes the sign of the cross. You might say in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost on the child's forehead, or just say, God bless you for each one of the children. It's done in the sign of the cross because the cross is the sacred bond which unites us together, mother and father, parents, with their children. There is so much cursing in this world of ours. Sometimes it even enters into the home, but let us banish it from ours with a daily blessing. We ask God today, bless thy inheritance, and our Lord asks you in turn, well, shouldn't you bless your inheritance? your children. You may not be rich, says St. Ambrose. You may be unable to bequeath any great possessions to your children, but one thing you can give them, the heritage of your blessing. And it is better to be blessed than to be rich. So bless your children today. Bless your inheritance. And God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.